All right, we are back. Second hour Incendiary Radio coming at you. Zero Hedge. Interesting. Got a brand new Zero Hedge. Redesigned website. Nice and slow. Premium content. Now you got to pay through a firewall. And down at the bottom, I just scrolled down. ABC down there. Zero Hedge. And it says ABC Media or some crap. So I don't know what's going on over there. And a lot of people in the comments section are really trashing them hard. They're censoring where you can't talk about groups of people or ethnicities, because there's a lot of people calling out the tribe on Zero Hedge real hard. And now, of course, you can't say what's on your mind, boy. This is a new America. It's a USSA. Anti-Semitism is punishable by death. So Ken sent me this thing. One of our hosts, Sally Elkordy, an anti-vaxxer in New York City, just died under suspicious circumstances. Okay, so you got Brandy Vaughn. Now you've got, according to Ken, Sally Elkordy. Ken, get clip two ready. This is probably a good place to throw this. This is today's situation update by Mike Adams, and he talks about CIA death squads running around. We might as well pop this in here. Go ahead and run it.
Okay, welcome to the situation update for Sunday, December 12th, 2020. Mike Adams here of naturalnews.com and founder of brighteon.com. We have so many breaking bombshell news items, intel reports, and so on. Let me just give you some of the highlights of what's happening right now. CIA assassination squads are active in the continental United States, and they are right now killing whistleblowers and eyewitnesses to vote fraud. This is happening right now in America, and there's a video that has caught one of these attempts on camera. The media, the left-wing media, their hit pieces and smears are now, they've reached the level of qualifying as acts of journo-terrorism. So terrorism from the left-wing media. Meanwhile, censorship by big tech has reached the level of domestic terrorism as defined by the United States Code. So big tech engaged in domestic terrorism. Dilbert creator Scott Adams is the latest victim of outright censorship terrorism. And remember that part of the definition of terrorism is that it's designed to coerce the public for political purposes using various threats and various illegal activities and so on. I'll get into the definition here shortly. We are anticipating trucker blockades of blue cities. There are reports that this is going to begin shortly. So we're entering a time of siege warfare against blue cities carried out by truckers who are almost all Trump supporters, for all the obvious reasons, because they like to have a good economy and they like to work, you know. And that's what Trump stands for, whereas Democrats stand for shutting everything down, locking you down, making you a prisoner in your own home, making you wear a mask that doesn't work, making you take a vaccine against your will, against your consent, and so on. So trucker blockades are coming. We have intel incoming from yesterday afternoon, that Biden and Harris are going to be named in the upcoming DNI John Ratcliffe report that is due December 18th. That's big. That's huge. This is going to provide President Trump additional leverage to use against Biden to attempt to force Biden to concede, although I still don't believe that that outcome is a likely possibility. It is certainly a possibility. Let's see what else we have. We have good reason to believe that state legislatures are not going to vote for alternate electors. So what you're going to see on Monday is the states submitting electoral votes that appear to declare Joe Biden the winner. Understand that these numbers are temporary. They will be overturned, if not by the courts, certainly by the other option that we've been discussing, which is Trump's declaration of cyber warfare and acts of warfare against the United States, of which Biden and Harris are also complicit actors, or in which, I should say. Also want to give a shout out to Kash Patel, who's the acting Secretary of Defense, Chief of Staff. In other words, Chris Miller's Chief of Staff. Kash Patel is an American patriot and a hero, and he is under intense smear campaigns by the media and left-wing operators. And Kash Patel, along with Chris Miller and Ezra Cohen-Watnick and many other patriots, they are all working together to carry out the plan to expose the deep state, save the republic, and end the terrorism against the American public that we are all living under. We are living on an active warfare battlefield. We are, in essence, being held as prisoners of war by Governor Newsom and other Democrat governors. We are actual POWs being held in our own homes against our will, while there are assassination teams, part of the CIA's covert counterterrorism task force that the DOD, or Chris Miller, has just said, we're going to cut off all your personnel starting January 5th. That's because Chris Miller is trying to stop the CIA's execution squads. There are increasing threats against patriots, including...
I got disconnected for a minute while that was going on. So that's an angle there that, you know, and look, assassination squads, both Mossad, MI6, and CIA have been running around this country doing their thing to people when they get too close to touching various types of third rails. This is nothing new, but I could see how the Brennanites, in the system that still have power to run operations and do wet work, I could see why and how they would be going after people now that were involved with whistleblowing on all this goofy, just outright election fraud and voter fraud. I mean, the blatant nature of this, it's almost so buffoonish that I get this almost feeling that it was done so sloppy on purpose as almost a trigger to what we're witnessing unfold now. I mean, there's no slickness. I mean, I know that the Clintonistas, the Obamanoids, and Biden, of course, is part of that umbrella. I mean, they did a lot of buffoonish stuff over the years. And they've got the media to always there to run cover for them. And so then this gives them this false sense of arrogance, this thing where we're like, you know what, we can do what we want, and even if we do get caught, the media will cover it up. They're so good at twisting and prevaricating and insulating and all these things that they do, that they probably just laugh at all of us to the point where, one of these days, I mean, you could see it with this, the crowds in D.C. over the weekend. People are already predicting in various places online that this is going to start going with a lot more bullets at some point very quickly. Okay. And, remember back in the 2016 and everybody, it's like all these characters that came up. The Baked Alaskas and all these various people with, they're all buying all this gear from the sporting goods stores and the military surplus, and everybody's making their little shields. And it's like everybody's, was doing all this little exercise in LARPing. And then it keeps escalating. and it keeps escalating. And then the tactics get rougher and rougher. Then you had the bike locks. Then you had all kinds of various concoctions. That little gay guy in Portland, Andy No, you know, throwing all this stuff on him. You know, so now you're getting to the point where it's probably going to escalate to the point of volleys of exchanges of lead. And unfortunately, the police forces in a lot of these areas where people choose to go and do these events are in the hands of the enemy. And the prosecuting attorneys, I've talked about this ad nauseum, the mayors, you know, Muriel Bowser up there in D.C. And then, you know, the Antifa getting protected by D.C. police over the last day and a half. So you see how these people work in concert. It's unfortunate that, you know, when you go into a place like this, if you're of the wrong political ideology, then the entire apparatus, both the street level thugs and the characters wearing badges and the legal apparatus will all be arrayed against you. And so, you know, it's a tough thing when people get caught up in this system because they're in the wrong place geographically. So let's change gears a little bit. Okay. Let's talk about this vaccine. Ken, go ahead and clip five ready. This is David Knight. Over there at InfoWars, really, really smart guy. And he's talking about when this thing's going to become mandated. So let's go ahead and roll it.
And so how is this going to roll out? I told you that I would tell you when they're going to mandate it and how they're going to mandate it. They're going to mandate it. The when, I believe, is going to be third quarter of next year. I think that's when they're going to have, first of all, they'll have, you know, the people that will take it to keep their job, the heroes will be the first ones to take it. They'll be the guinea pigs, the nurses, the doctors, the first responders, the military. They'll give it to them. No matter what happens, you won't hear about it. If it gets really egregious and somebody complains about it, you know, it's just one case. That's nothing to pay attention to. Don't worry about that. We know about that. Not a problem. Right? We've already seen that. When they push back against on V-Day, you had a lot of people that immediately have problems. And what did they say? Well, you know, Pfizer says, well, we did this and we had the two groups. We had one group who gave a placebo, another group that we gave this. And, you know, the number of cases was about the same. Well, you know what the placebo was? When they first started having these problems, one, it was Reuters, I believe, reported that the placebo was a meningitis vaccine. As I said yesterday, a listener said wrote me and said, you know why they're doing that? It's so that when they have adverse reactions, they can say it's no worse than it was for the placebo group. And that's exactly what they've now said. And so no matter what happens, they're going to spin it, so it's not a problem. Now, what they're going to say by the time they have enough of these things, by second and then, you know, a quarter, they'll be ramping this up. And they'll tell the people, well, you know, I know you didn't trust us, but look at this. You know, we started rolling this thing out. We had 2 months, a whole 2 months worth of testing on this stuff here. And now we've got another 6 months here testing. So we had like 8 months of testing. And we got the vaccines, and you ain't getting out unless you take the vaccine. And so it'll be third quarter where they have enough of these. That's my opinion. That's my prediction. Interesting to see. We go back and watch this. And then the other prediction is how they will mandate it. And it's whether it's Biden or Trump. This is how they will mandate it. They'll mandate it, of course, through the employers. That's obvious. There'll be some jurisdictions where the eager Democrats will jump the gun. And they will do that just to kind of test the water to see if they can get away with it. And if they can get away with it, people don't challenge them on it, then they will try to mandate it by law. They'll do it through the schools for sure, because they've already done it with MMR. And of course, Trump is fine with that for measles. What do you think he's going to say for COVID? Right. And so they will try that. I think both of them will try it. But what will ultimately happen, which is what the New England Journal of Medicine was saying from the very beginning, we have to do this through employers, through corporations, make sure that they're the ones who say you can't travel. They're the ones who say you can't shop. They're the ones who say you can't work for them. You can't have a life. It'll be the corporations that'll do it. And I'm telling you, even if there are small businesses that are still alive, they will be blackmailed by the threat of lawsuits. Think about this. Fauci is a mastermind. Fauci is not a doctor. He doesn't know anything about medicine, as Kerry Mullis said. He's not a scientist. But he is the consummate politician. He was able to get these people legal immunity for any adverse effects or deaths that they caused because of their vaccines. And now here at the end, he's now gotten the government to fund the research for it, to pay for the manufacturing, to buy it at an inflated price, and then they're going to mandate the product for everybody. And guess who will have the legal problems? Guess who will be sued? Not the vaccine manufacturers, but any small businesses who don't mandate it for their employees. They will be the ones who get sued. That's the issue right now over this so-called stimulus check, this welfare bill. The Democrats are holding back on the immunity, and that's why they're putting this guy, Javier Becerra, that Biden can't pronounce his name, in to run this, because they're going to go into the lawfare business, and it's going to be lawsuits to take out the businesses that don't mandate it. The rapid approval we've had out of 22 people, an advisory council.
You we don't know who these people there. Are. But you get it. And, you know, like I've been saying for the last few weeks, a lot of us are going to have to make this decision coming up over the course of the next number of weeks and months. You know, and we're going to have to stand our ground and fight the good fight. But, Ken, let's go on to the next clip real quick, and we'll start at the first part. This is the CEO of Apiject, APIJECT, JECT from the word inject, Apiject, okay? And this is – he's being interviewed by CBN, Pat Robertson's CBN, and this was 6 months ago plus. This is a video that was released 6 months ago, by the way, and I'm just doing a little review here for the audience. But listen to what they're talking about. See, they're making an injection system to where it doesn't have to be a plastic vial. It's a piece of plastic, and they can just hook it on to the needle, and then that'll shoot this substance into your arm. But there's also an RFID that can be attached to the Apiject system. Let's go ahead and listen to that part, Ken. Go ahead and clip six.
How does the optional RFID chip work?
Well, each of these devices that are injecting have the capacity to also have a small chip. What that chip does is it has the unique serial number for each dose. It is designed so that there is no counterfeiting. It's designed so that we'll know exactly that the right dose hasn't expired. However, that chip only refers to the dose. There's no personal information, no patient information. It's simply like a barcode, only we know instantaneously where and when that dose has been used. That also helps public health officials know when there are outbreaks, have we vaccinated enough people in those areas? That technology is purely optional, however, and the U.S. government hasn't even decided if they're going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
How quickly can you manufacture the vaccines, and what's your long-term goal?
Well, we don't make vaccines, Lori.
Okay.
Drug companies
go
make
ahead and
the
stop
vaccines.
It there, Ken. Now let's forward it to the 20 minutes and some change part. Now, remember, this was released 6 months ago. And this is a guy named Harry Vox talking about Operation Lockstep by the Rockefeller Foundation, which, by the way, Google and the rest of the thugs have tried to kind of clean up and swipe some of those alarming aspects of Lockstep out and put a new kind of homogenized, sanitized version out here for the public. Let's go ahead and listen to that second part.
I'd like to, you to go to page 18, if you can look at this up on the internet, but I'll read it off to you. It's called lockstep, lockstep. And this is a phrase that I used right after 2001 when I saw the entire system of the United States, including the population, were in lockstep. So the Congress went along, and yes, it was Osama bin Laden, and the people waved their flag and said, I hate, 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 and everything was in lockstep. Well, in 2010, they published this, Rockefeller Foundation, and here's what they're saying. They're saying that they call it a scenario. These are scenario narratives, and they speak about it in the past tense. So they put out this scenario, lockstep. A world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership with limited innovation and growing citizen pushback. Okay, I'll read a little bit of it. In 2012, the pandemic that the world had been anticipating for years, nobody was anticipating a pandemic, finally hit. Unlike 2009's H1N1, this new influenza strain originating from wild geese, they use some scenario, but this is Ebola they're talking about. Ahead. Even the most pandemic prepared nations were quickly overwhelmed when the virus streaked around the world, infecting nearly 20% of the global population and killing 8 million in just 7 months, the majority of them healthy young adults. The pandemic also had a deadly effect on economies. You can see the agenda. Just naked, raw, naked control agenda written down, and it's anybody's guess how this becomes effectuated in real life.
So this guy was reading this in 2014, audience. 2014, this guy's reading this.
Or whether people take it upon themselves in the intelligence networks to say, okay, well, this has been produced, so this is the plan here. But these narratives have to be written in advance because the intelligence agencies don't know how to do this, these narratives. They need help. So these think tanks, they come up with these like Rand Corporation, Rockefeller Foundation. These are think tanks of death. They're not there to find great ways to help people. Right. Okay, the pandemic also had a deadly effect on economics. International mobility of both people and goods screeched to a halt, right? Which is what they want. They want a completely isolated world, right? Debilitating industries like tourism and breaking global supply chains. Well, of course they want tourism stopped because they're not in the tourism business, and they want you at home in your house in front of the TV. Then they got you, because once you watch the TV, they own your soul. Even locally,
wait a second, we're on television.
I mean commercial television, let's say national. Even locally, normally bustling shops and offices sat empty for months. Okay, so I love how they talk about it in the past tense in 2010. The pandemic blanketed the planet, though disproportionate numbers in Africa died, Southeast Asia and Central America, where the virus spread like wildfire.
It sounds like the opening monologue of a disaster movie, right?
Exactly. Now listen, here's the good stuff now. But even in developed countries, containment was a challenge. Now here's this one. I love this one. The United States' initial policy of strongly discouraging, in quotation marks, strongly discouraging citizens from flying proved deadly in its leniency. So they're saying, oh, so they're saying that...
No, keep going.
Okay, it proved deadly in its leniency. So they should have been tougher, right? Accelerating the spread of the virus, not just within the United States, but across borders. However, a few countries did fare better. China in particular. The Chinese government's quick imposition and enforcement of mandatory quarantine for all citizens, as well as
all
its...
Right, you can stop it there, Ken. Now, forward that to 101.50. 1 hour, 1 minute, and 50 seconds. So that was just a little review for us because everybody covered lockstep months ago. But for this, this is how kind of like goldfish all of us are memory-wise. We get so overloaded. We get so many things coming at us that then we can't – sometimes we lose things in the minutia. And I have a tendency to do that. When I saw this the other night, I was like, geez. Forgot half of this crap. See, I was seeing before the COVID thing articles about over tourism in places like Thailand and other places that were big tourist places, Amsterdam. They're like, there's too many tourists, blah, 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 blah. And the next thing you know, COVID pops, the entire tourist world collapses, and now parts of Thailand are being overrun with monkeys that are looking for food and starting to attack people and all this because, see, you went from one extreme of the pendulum to the other, and now you caused a complete disruption because the tourists used to feed the little monkeys in Thailand. It's very crazy, but now you're seeing like all of those economies just, you know, that were built on tourism and so forth. And look, there were, a lot of that stuff was very sleazy and so forth, and I get it. And there's kind of like, you know, a give and take here with this. But we're going to listen to before the bottom of the hour here. There's the last part of this video. There's a guy drops some real truth bombs about vaccines. And 1 hour, 1 minute and 50 seconds. 1:01:50. Let me know when you got it. But this is a guy speaking before Canadian lawmakers. And he just rips right through it. It's really, really good. All right, go ahead.
Shipboard AI,
you need to forward it a couple
seconds.
Are you
aware that from 2004 to 2014, zero people in the U.S. died from contracting measles, according to the CDC? During this same time, 108 people died from the MMR vaccine, according to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. Are you aware that a 2011 study conducted by the Ottawa Hospital Research Institute found that one in 168 babies had emergency room visits within 4 to 12 days after their 12-month MMR vaccination, and that several children died during the study? The number of deaths was not disclosed. One in 168 is a lot higher than the one in a million vaccine injury risk that parents are told about, isn't it? Are you aware the CDC holds 50 patents on vaccines and sells $5 billion a year worth of vaccines? Are you aware that Merck's package insert on the MMR vaccine lists death as only one of dozens of possible side effects? Have any of you read a vaccine insert? Are you aware that the U.S. Congress has ruled vaccines are unavoidably unsafe? Are you aware that vaccine safety studies are almost always conducted by the vaccine manufacturers, and that none of the vaccines on the childhood schedule were tested against a true inert placebo? They were tested against an older vaccine or an adjuvant such as aluminum. Are you aware that pharmaceutical drugs under the FDA are safety tested for an average of 4.5 years prior to licensing? Vaccines are tested on average for 4.5 days prior to licensing. 4.5 days versus 4.5 years. Are you aware that a Harvard Pilgrim Hospital study funded by Health and Human Services in the U.S. revealed that less than 1% of vaccine injuries are reported? This means that more than 99% of vaccine adverse reactions are not reported or acknowledged. Are you aware that the U.S. Vaccine Injury Compensation Program has paid out more than $4 billion due to vaccine injury and death? Are you aware that Canada is the only G7 nation without a vaccine injury compensation program? The CDC uses Institute of Medicine reports to support their claim that vaccines do not cause autism. IOM's 2011 report on autism concludes, quote, "The evidence is inadequate to accept or reject a causal relationship between diphtheria toxoid, tetanus toxoid, and acellular pertussis containing vaccines and autism," end quote. Institute of Medicine's 2011 safety report reviewed varicella, tetanus, hepatitis B, and MMR vaccines. 155 health conditions were studied. In 134 cases out of 155, the literature was inadequate to accept or reject causation.
All right, there's the break, folks. We'll see you on the other side.
I've been sitting right here waiting for somebody's call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the...
What it seems, angel of my revelation, I don't really want to let you walk away from these three things. You've got a dirty all over, you've got a dirty all over again. Kick the chair right down.
All right, we are back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ken, if you would get clip 13 ready, and this is going to lead into the China stuff. Okay, we know this 2 million Chinese spies dump just happened, and this is all part of this war going on. All right, this is part of declassifying a lot of stuff. I'm willing to bet, and I've already talked about the entire West Coast, basically California establishment. Feinstein had the Chinese spy driver. We got Swalwell now with Fang Fang. Okay, you've got Gavin Newsom making millions off of PPE on a separate deal with the Chinese. It just happened not that long ago when the COVID crap broke out. Ted Lieu, remember Ted Lieu, the Chinese congressman, real anti-Trumper, gun grabber, total Chinese agent. You know he is. I'm willing to say the entire San Francisco political establishment, which includes Kamala Harris, Willie Brown, Feinstein, Pelosi, all of them, every single one of them, the entire West Coast Democratic gangsters are all part in bed with the Chinese. I'm talking Seattle mayor. I'm talking Ted Wheeler in Portland. I'm talking about the little skank that ran against him and lost with the Mao Zedong skirts. I'm talking all the way from Seattle to San Diego. The entire West Coast is Chinese territory. Okay? Now, Let's roll clip 13.
One of the things that I would recommend if I were the DNI, or certainly if I were the National Security Advisor, is I think that the President of the United States has to trigger his executive order, I think, of 2018, and probably appoint a special counsel.
Fire everything!
Alec, that was General Flynn. Friends, what is that sound in the background? What is that distant sound? Is it helicopters? Holy balls. I got to be honest with you, friends. Way back in 2016 when we elected Orange Man Rad, I was sitting there going, there's no way that you're draining the swamp. Well, let's get you in there. Let's see if we can get some forward momentum. Let's see if we can just get a big, beautiful wall. Maybe we can keep some of these illegals from breaking and being allowed to break into our country to rape and murder our citizens. Maybe if we could just get that, I would have been happy. But I was sitting there going, there's no way that you're going to dethrone these entrenched CCP Vichy people from the deep state of our government. The swamp is the side effect of politics. There's no way that you're going to be able to do this. I mean, Nancy Pisspants Pelosi, Chuckie Schumer, Joe Biden, Camel Toe Harris, these people have billions of dollars worth of CCP money behind them. How are you going to deceive these people? I was wrong. I was so wrong. Oh, yeah. If you've been paying attention to what's been going on lately, you can see the rumblings. You can see the fortification. You can see the placement of tools and personnel. We go into war, my friends. Holy hell, it's here. Donald Trump, by the way, been telling everybody forever. Go look at his tweets from 2012. This guy has been on record saying, we're at war with China. These people have screwed us in the monetary system and trade. They're still in our trade secrets. They're infiltrating our technology infrastructure, and they're stealing all of it. We're at war with these people. For the last 9 months, he's been telling everybody, China unleashed a bioweapon against us. This Chinese virus is a weapon. Despite the fact that the entire mainstream media press, everybody from print, everybody from the left-hand side has been telling, shut up! You better shut up about this Chinese virus out there! How dare you? It's racist! They tried to shame him into being quiet. He won't do it. He's been steadfast for 9 months telling everybody, China attacked us. This dude is, he's leaking this information. You got leaks all over the place. You found out a few months ago, Dianne Feinstein got a Chinese spy in her office for 20-something years. Eric swallows well. He swallows real well, that CCP out there. His big old Chinese communist penis. Right? That was leaked the other day. And everyone's saying, this is just the tip of the iceberg. All these people. And now, on top of all of this, on top of all of these CCP infiltrator honeypots, we got a gigantic leak. 200? How many people is this? I want to say 200 million, but that cannot be right. Is it 2 million? Well, head over here, guys, with me to theaustralian.com.au and take a look at this massive CCP infiltration to Western civilization leak. Party insiders in the ranks. Communists infiltrate Western consulates. The Chinese Communist Party has infiltrated the Australian, British, and U.S. consulates in Shanghai with a government-run recruitment agency, placing advisors into Western embassies for more than a decade. A leak of official membership records, the first in the world, has exposed the details of 1.95 million CCP members, including their position, birth date, and ethnicity, after being extracted from a Shanghai server by whistleblowers. An investigation by the Australian has found that at least 10 consulates in Shanghai have CCP members employed as senior political and government affairs specialists, clerks, economic advisors, and executive assistants. The database has also revealed CCP members working in global companies such as Boeing, which has billions of dollars in defense contracts. They're inside Pfizer and AstraZeneca, pharmaceutical companies which are developing coronavirus vaccines, and at Western universities. Now, most people are listening to this going, yeah, what's the big deal? Everybody knew this was going on. What tipped everybody off that the communists have infiltrated our universities, considering the rampant communist ideology coming out of every Kool-Aid-headed fuckwad with a gender studies degree? We know that they've been infiltrating Boeing and Microsoft and Ars Technica and all these other places out there. Ars Technica, they're on the website, boys, watch out. Well,
You got to take this into combination of everything else that's going on. Now we have receipts. We knew this was happening. We saw this happening. We saw all of these people in these universities being arrested lately for stealing information. Now you've got the actual receipts. You got their name, their phone number, and their oath to communism. Well, take that and put that into frame of reference with now we're leaking. Here's a House of Representatives member that's connected to a Chinese honeypot. Here's Dianne Feinstein, who's got a Chinese spy in her office in the Senate. It's the Senate. We're tying this all together. And what you're watching right
both
now
on the intelligence
is Donald
committee.
Trump and his team slow dripping out all of the information that we need to get geared up to go to war. He is going to engage that executive order 2018. This dude is going to declare war against China, and he's laying everything out. And don't think for a second that this doesn't have everything to do with our election. The CCP stole our election. This is why the dude doesn't look utterly fazed by the situation. It doesn't look like he cares that he's losing in all these courts, the mainstream media press. Lols, you fucking idiots. You're now 1 in 75 in the court system. Don't care. Don't care. Donald Trump getting all the information out. Donald Trump showing at every level where we've been co-opted by these communists. Every level. Your state legislators, your local courts, your Supreme Courts, your state Supreme Courts. Every aspect of these people, they're all compromised. And he's showing everybody. Not a single person out there wants to hear any of the evidence. He has not displayed any evidence. None of these court systems have kicked out any of these legal filings based on the evidence. They're like, no, we don't want to touch it because we're busy with CCP. Peabody over here. He's entrapping all of these people. We've got the information. We've got the servers. We've got all of the vote count tabulations being done offshore. This is all paid for by George Soros, CCP Peabody, and the dude is drip drabbing all of this information out for people to see. And now we've got a leak showing 2 million CCP communist spies all over Western civilization. There's not... This is a gigantic movement forward in this warfare
right,
out there.
Ahead,
shit is
it.
Getting hot.
Yeah, so like I said on November 8th, prediction, if Biden gets seated, capitulate to the commies, gun grabs, gulag, forced vaccination, CCP, red dawn scenario here, Trump stays in, it's war. So people are reporting that there's a big inauguration stage being built in D.C. Biden's already made, statements that his going to be a virtual inauguration. So why the hell is this big stage being built in D.C.? So there's a lot here. Biden talking about possibly Andrew Cuomo as his attorney general. Could you imagine this thug being the attorney general of the United States? And my mom's Italian, so I'm not being an anti-Italian here. But this guy sending all these people to their deaths in the nursing homes, the born alive, let's whack the babies law up there in New York City. This guy's a real scum, saying that he didn't want pro-life Christians. They weren't welcome in New York. Real slime. Okay, so I got this up on RT, but this was everywhere. What in God's name? Pope Francis plans to fix global capitalism with the help of the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and MasterCard. Okay, the Vatican has said it will partner with Fortune 500 companies to address various economic grievances, including inequality and environmental degradation. But is it really incumbent upon the Bishop of Rome to virtue signal? Anyone entertaining hopes that planet Earth might escape the insanity of 2020 without any more mind-blowing stories may wish to fasten their seatbelts for a hard landing. At a time when a global pandemic has allegedly swept away millions of jobs and transformed a handful of global capitalists from merely wealthy to fantastically wealthy overnight, Pope Francis has decided to take sides in this epic battle. But anyway, it goes on. Capitalism has created enormous global prosperity, but it has also left too many people behind, led to the degradation of our planet, and is not widely trusted in society, said Lady Lynn Forrester de Rothschild, founder of the Council and managing partner of Inclusive Capital Partners. That's the name of the little group that these guys have all started, the Jesuit White Pope, And with the Rothschild, Lady Lynn Forrester. Oh, isn't that nice? But anyway, here's another one that's quite fast. Hyundai, they've decided to dump $900 million to buy basically the controlling shares in Boston Dynamics, which builds all the creepy robot dogs that are becoming right now ready. I can only imagine what's in research and development that we haven't seen as far as their killer nature. But 80% stake of Boston Dynamics, Hyundai Motors just acquired to acquire. We've got a New York lawmaker by the last name of Rosenthal that wants to make the COVID vaccination mandatory for New Yorkers. Isn't that nice? A Rosenthal from Manhattan, a Democrat from Manhattan, wants to make the mandatory vaccine for New Yorkers. Ken, I'm hearing you in the background. Let's see. Now you've got a New Jersey lawmaker. Okay. He is named Vitali. Okay. He wants to make it mandatory for all the school kids, no exemptions. So you've got you a nice Catholic Italian from Jersey, and you got you a female tribe member from Manhattan, both pushing the mandatory vaxxer crap. Okay. And of course, it's up in these belly up, financially belly up blue states, worst corruption, highest taxes, you know, in just insanity. Let's go into a little bit more big tech. So the YouTube, the Google, the Apples, they all cover for the Chinese and their treatment of the Uyghurs, okay, the Muslims in China, all right? But there's a YouTuber that goes by the handle Act17 Apologetics. Ken, if you get clip 9 ready, David Wood, probably one of the most knowledgeable Christian apologists that really goes in on Islam out there. But anyway, he exposes the hypocrisy of the YouTube gang for giving him strikes on his channel, saying he's putting out hateful content, while you've got all these Muslim YouTubers that talk about killing apostates openly on their channels. Okay, so a lot of young people are leaving Islam, folks, because they're sick and tired of all the goofy brainwashing and all the hypocritical crap. And they're sick of the illogical things about it. And so a lot of young people are leaving it. And so part of the Islamic faith tradition is if somebody relinquishes religion, his religion, Islam, then kill him. But let's go ahead and roll clip 9 real quick. This one's real good.
Mainstream Muslim apologists call for the public beheadings of millions of ex-Muslims. Nobody bats an eye. But one little old Christian YouTuber objects, and the trust and safety team blasts him for hate speech. Welcome to the bizarro morality of anti-social media. We all remember popular Muslim Dawagandist Ali Dawa telling ex-Muslims that under an Islamic ruler, they will be executed.
This is a part of our religion. There's a reason to it. Yeah, there's a reason why there's a capital punishment, because people like you, little weaklings who leave their religion and cause corruption in the land by spreading it, the capital punishment in Islamic law would be applied to you. We have no doubt, and we're proud of that. Yeah, capital punishment will be applied in an Islamic state. Yeah, not individuals going and doing it themselves like idiots. Yeah, no, under an emir, it is done. Yes, and we, you know what, we'll be watching.
But what about their rights? What about their freedom?
No, Islam says the right of the community is greater than you individual wanting your right to freedom, which is BS.
So, in order to protect the Muslim community, apostates must be executed in an Islamic society, according to popular Muslim YouTubers. Why is this their solution for Muslims leaving Islam? Because it was Muhammad's solution. Sunan An-Nasa'i, 4067. The Messenger of Allah said, "Whoever changes his religion, kill him." Now, we tend to listen to someone like Ali Dawa, and we tend to read the words of Muhammad without comprehending the magnitude of what they're demanding. How many young Muslims are leaving Islam?
24% of Muslim youth are leaving Islam.
How many apostates are there in Muslim countries?
Do you know how many Muslims became atheists today? Polls conducted in the Muslim world reveal that up to 5% of Muslims in some of the most conservative Muslim countries in the world are closet atheists.
5% of Muslims in conservative Muslim countries are closet atheists? We're talking about millions of apostates here. According to Muhammad and according to Ali Dawa, what should Muslim governments do about the spread of apostasy?
The capital punishment in Islamic law would be applied to you. We have no doubt. Capital punishment will be applied in an Islamic state. Under an emir, it is done, yes.
Ali Dawa is openly promoting a bloodbath in Muslim countries. He's calling for the extermination of millions of people because of what they believe. And he says that he and his fellow Dawagandists are proud of it.
And we're proud of that.
Here's what I find most amazing in all of this. You could gather the entire YouTube trust and safety team in a room and give them this pop quiz. YouTuber A is telling governments to behead millions of people so he can watch their blood flow through the streets. YouTuber B is telling these governments not to behead anyone because the so-called prophet who demanded the beheadings was the most obvious false prophet in history. So, who's the bad guy? And every last member of the YouTube Trust and Safety Team would point at me and say, he's the bad guy because he called Muhammad a false prophet and hurt lots of feelings. These are the people who are in charge of patrolling the communication superhighways. You could make an episode of The Twilight Zone out of what's been happening on antisocial media, but it wouldn't even be a popular episode because the storyline would be too absurd and unbelievable. 2020's been crazy. What's 2021 going to be like?
All right, go ahead and stop it there. And we are going to segue into one more topic. Ken, if you would get clip 15 ready, and I have an article that kind of goes with it. And this has to do with all the little objects being put up all around the world, the standing pieces of metal. These things are all getting tied together. Let's roll 15 real quick.
This is Dabu 7. We have a former Israeli space security chief raising some eyebrows now with some statements that we have been in contact with extraterrestrials that are a part of a galactic federation. Now, right at the gate, I want to say that this doesn't take away from the fact that there really could be all kinds of federations out there, all kinds of life, just put it that way. We know all too well that the Mossad and all these groups have an agenda to set this stage, this world stage, with some kind of heavenly events coming in the offing. We also know, what this guy fails to mention, that they are here. They landed on Mount Hermon. They came into the women of this planet and they bore Nephilim. They are locked here. They are the fallen ones. And it's what they want to beat around the bush on, the obvious, the elephant in the room. This shows you that this is a scam, that this is scandalous. But it
all
also
right, go ahead,
shows
stop
you
it there. So we have this Israeli kind of bigwig in their kind of space world talking about this. But anyway, so the Vatican will be inaugurating the blatantly occult and bizarre nativity scene in St. Peter's Square. the ancient astronauts or ancient aliens and occult Egyptian symbols that is part of the set refer to the pseudoscientific idea that intelligent extraterrestrial beings visited Earth and made contact with humans in antiquity and prehistoric times. Definitely not a Catholic or even remotely Christian version of the Nativity. What are they trying to communicate to us with this strange representation of the birth of our Lord? And so it gets into behind baby Jesus. There's a very odd version of the Archangel Gabriel who appears to Zechariah and the Virgin Mary, blah, 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 blah. But you're seeing all these, Ken, what are those objects that they're appearing in the desert and elsewhere? What do they call those? The silver monolith. Yeah, yeah. So this is all kind of tied in here. You've got the strange occult nativity scene in the Vatican and the ancient astronauts model. You've got the Israeli bigwig in their space program talking about aliens are here and Trump knows it. You've got the monoliths appearing all over the place. Very fascinating kind of little twist here. Sorcha Fall, whatdoesitmean.com is reporting a missile attack targets U.S. air base holding Dominion voting servers in Germany. Trump faced with final option after Supreme Court betrayal, mass deep state march to war. A lot going on there. Millennium Report. U.S. Supreme Court is now complicit in the international criminal conspiracy to steal the 2020 election and overthrow the POTUS. Just so much out here when you get into Jeffrey Prather, all the stuff. It's just so much to try to keep up on all this. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Things are moving so quickly, it's hard to keep up. We'll see what happens. Thanks for listening. Support the network.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.